Welcome to Pokesports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with two Pokemon, one Pokemon, three Pokemon sometimes on the field.
I'm Kevin.
G.
G. How have you been enjoying G? No, don't jump into that. How have you been enjoying saying the word G at the beginning of every one of your videos now?
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well as if, I'll be honest. It doesn't. No, I have to think about it. So when I do it, maybe it's because I've just done like more than 100 episodes of Regulation F video. When I go for Regulation G video, I kind of have that little pause after the G because I forget what I have to say. When you go F video, it's a little bit easier than to go G video.
Yeah, you know?
It's a different word. I like the deep guttural, though. That's always nice.
Yeah, it kind of clears up the throat for the rest of the video. Yeah, welcome to Regulation F. And then
I want to know what regulation you're just going to high pitch me instead.
Someday I'm going to get fun with it and do something different. You're not going to know when, and I don't know when either.
I can't wait till we get to Regulation P. We probably never will get there.
You want me to do it. That's why you said it. You said it because you want me to do it.
Yeah, but we're never going to get there, though. You know how far down P is in the alphabet? I was going to say the calculator. That's not it.
No.
P is so far in the calculator.
P is so far in the calculator. I can't wait until we get so far that we're outside of the alphabet and we're just like in regulation.
Did you use that sound for the G?
I should.
You have the Torkoal in there. I hear sprinkles of the Torkoal. Sounds like you took it and you lowered it more.
I tried adding another sound. It just doesn't sound as good. And I tried to add it on top of the Torkoal. And if I do that, then I lose everything. Then it doesn't sound like anything anymore. It goes into regulation. And that's like, what is that?
How much do you hate having to flip back and forth between F and G every other video? Is it no difference for you?
It's no difference yet because I got way ahead on Regulation F before I started with Regulation G. So I haven't actually started flipping it.
I can't wait until the day where you put the audio G, I say G, and then the text is F. I can't wait till that day. It's going to come.
Yeah. And then I'll pull a fast one on you and just put H instead and just be like, well, what now?
The next video after that, after you genuinely mess up, the next video after it, you have to mess up on purpose. So that makes it look like both of them are on purpose.
I feel like you can do something like regulation. Welcome to regulation.
We were just talking about the Treecko green screen, a little sliver. That's honestly not even your fault. It's probably my fault. I probably kicked the green screen and it moved back a little bit. So,
well, it's because you do it in batches. And I think when you pull up your green screen, like maybe you shifted a little bit, but like one batch of videos is cropped at like a certain amount. And then the other batch of videos is cropped at like a little bit of a different amount because of the way that you pull it up. But anyway.
The next video, next video, just keep the whole green screen on.
You know what? Let's see what happens, right? He pulls up the green screen. Here you go.
Just this high. This high. See if anyone says anything.
See what happens. Oh, no, that should have been the April Fool's video. Instead, it was just Lugia.
Which is pretty much an April Fool's. Hey, playing Lugia and trying to win. Yeah, I did one against some nonsense, but.
You tried. The first month of Pokesports Regulation G, I like the way that you're doing it this time around, because it's so hard to burn all of the good teams in that first pre-month. Because, like, we're not even playing, well, Kevin's not even playing Regulation G proper. He's not on ranked. Yeah. Like, you can't be. You're on casual.
I wish they wouldn't announce it this early.
Yeah.
But I get why they do, because it's like, oh, you can go ahead, get your team ready for when the actual, whatever, fine, I get it. But it sucks for content creators. It's just like, well, we could do Showdown, but no one wants to watch Showdown. Well, we could go on casual, but then you're going to be going against casual. Like, well, we could play Regulation F until the end of the month, but then no one watches. So it's always, there's never any winning. It's just.
No, it's very true.
trying to find the best situation. And hey, this is the best situation for us, at least.
But I will say, once the actual regulation does get going and once people have had a chance to like try out their teams and like try different versions of it, it gets real good. It gets real spicy real quick.
Games are going so fast for me.
Really?
I don't know if that's just like my experience with Regulation G, but even when I'm up against other Regulation G teams on the casual ladder, games are going fast. And that could just be because everything has base 600 stats. So
yeah. Okay. So that was a hard launch into one of our big topics today. Regulation G has been announced for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I almost said Sword and Shield. Regulation date goes from May 1st to August 31st, end of your summer. Worlds, correct.
Yep.
Worlds is Regulation G. As always, it is a team of four Pokemon in VGC. However, there are so many more new usable Pokemon, and all of them are legendario. You've got Pokemon from Mewtwo to Lugia to Ho-Oh, Lugia to Kyurem Black to all forms of Kyurem, to all forms of Solgaleo, Lunala, even Cosmog and Cosmoem if you really want to.
If you're that brave.
If you're that brave. But this is a big one because this is one of the versions that Terapagos is allowed in.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the only actual new one here, technically.
That is actually... Well, no, there's Koridon.
Koridon, yeah, fair.
But still, Koridon, Maridon, and Terapagos. So we're finally going to be able to see the stellar terastalization of Terapagos, kind of like we've already been seeing it in Showdown, and I've been seeing it in a ton in random battles. Terapagos is a crazy random battler.
So terrifying. Like, I actually went up against one, and that thing made my life absolutely miserable.
Really? Tell me about it.
Yeah, quick reminder of Terapagos, guys. Terapagos, when it enters the field, it turns into its turtle form. I forgot the name. But what that essentially does is that every move, the first move that hits you, you are not it's not very effective no matter what. It's essentially multi-scale, right? That's what that means. But it's even better than multi-scale. So what that means is you could sit there. This one set up a calm mind against me. And then Stellar Terrored after I hit it once, and then just kept Terra Star Storming me until the end of time. After that one calm mind, I wasn't able to knock it out. And another thing you could do with this stupid thing is you could actually bring a Shed Tailer. Since it's technically a multi-scale, you could Shed Tail into it and then have a sub up plus your multi-scale. That sub's never getting broken.
The sub doesn't die. Oh, I don't
every
like
hit
it.
That hits you is going to be not very effective.
Shed Tail into Terapagos is terrifying.
Yeah, every single move that hits you, it will not be very effective. So you have to have a very strong, stupid Pokemon to do 25% damage to you on a not very effective hit.
So for the people, if you want to know exactly what Terapagos does, and just as a little refresher, Terapagos technically has three different abilities. When it enters the field, it has Terra Shift, which turns it into its Terastal form. And if you Stellar Terastalize it, I believe it's just Stellar Terastalize, or is Terapagos the only thing you can do?
Yeah.
When you Terastalize it, it changes into Terraform Zero. Terraform Zero, when it enters its stellar form, it uses its hidden powers to eliminate all effects of weather and terrain, reducing them to zero.
Oh, yeah, now, I forgot to mention that part.
It kills off weather and terrain. So those two things that you were thinking of real hard about Regulation G when that comes out, that being Maridon, Koridon, and I guess even Kyogre, the effects of those Pokemon, gone. Just gone. That's beautiful. Also, there's the middle stage there, Terra Shell, after it turns into its Terastal form. And that's where the multi-scale is active. Now, important to note that if you do that Shed Tail into Terapagos stratagem, you probably shouldn't Terastalize it, because then you'll lose that multi-scale.
Yeah, you gotta make sure. And that's why people like to click Calm Mind first, because you might as well set up for free and then Terastalize afterwards. It's an annoying Pokemon. It's really good, actually.
I want to do a little bit of Q&A. Can we do a little bit of Q&A?
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while. Why not? We'll go back to Regulation G later.
Regulation G. G. In 2008, in 208, episode 208, it's late. Dude, I had a late night. It's 11:48. We were supposed to record this 2 hours ago, and I got home 2 hours later because of traffic. It's 2008 Anatomy of a Sucker Punch. That's what happened. Anyway.
Whoa.
Where did Mike go? Episode 208, Anatomy of Sucker Punch. We asked which Pokemon would be the best dancer. And some people went.
You asked.
I asked.
Hold on. Don't throw me into this. You wanted to know so badly that you stopped the Regulation G conversation to talk about it. So continue, Mike.
Of course. Happy to. And you know what? Some people actually answered the question, and a disproportionate lot of people hijacked the question. And you know what? You saved me. Good job. Thank you for doing that. Snow says, love the show. Been listening in again now that I've been going to the gym. Oh, cool. Okay, but hear me out. Darkrai. Oh, Darkrai the Dark Dancer dances evilly and menacingly.
How would a Darkrai dance?
I mean, it kind of like boot, doot, 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 doot.
Oh,
doot,
I like that doot, a little bit doot. Better.
That's the Darkrai like dance. The wiggly. Everybody do the Darkrai dance. Doot, doot. Doot, 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 doot. Yeah, oh, ooga booga. I like that. the Rave Train says Gallade would definitely pop off on a ballroom floor.
Oh, I can see Gallade just going.
Oh, okay.
What was that that video with all the goth kids under the bridge? They were just like.
I know exactly what you're meaning, yeah.
That's a Gallade dance.
That is, yep.
This is so much better in video version right now. You guys want to see me and Mike wave our arms around.
You got to watch it. Connor says, Oricorio, but fierce dance off between fire and ghosts. Listening to this whilst waiting for my flight out of Melbourne to Vietnam. Love this podcast. Oh, cool. What would it be like to go to Melbourne or Vietnam?
Yeah, right?
That's cool. Like,
that sounds like a travel plan for the other side of the world. Honestly. That's like me traveling to Toronto, but that's what they do on the other side. Going to Vietnam.
Yeah. All right. Spencer with the Q&A. Hi, Jack. Would you consider each of you going over one competitive move set? He says per podcast. All right. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. With EVs, item, et cetera, with reason why you use it, why you like it, or how to defeat it in the current
meta.
We did used to do that.
It was a set of the week.
And it was a good time. Yeah, we should bring that back.
We would need more planning than just today, though, so maybe that's a later thing.
I think either of us can come to the podcast with one. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Super easy. Calyrex Shadow, Life Orb, Nasty Plot Protect, Expanding Force, Astral Barrage.
Okay.
Max Special Attack, Max Speed, the end, Timid. It does good.
It does good. Okay,
that's my regulation G set for today.
I'm gonna go back to that in a sec because I heard you, but I don't think I heard you. If you know what I mean.
A lot of word vomit there.
you definitely knew what you wanted. Ty says definitely grap locked. He'd be a wavy popping boss.
Oh, that would be the Squidward dance.
Yeah. You were a big SpongeBob kid.
Yeah. 2000s. Mm-hmm. That was what I saw from morning to afternoon tonight.
Mr. Cretastic says, oh, come on. You're really going to make me say it? And then posts two emojis. The dancing girl with the red skirt, you know.
Oh, Oricorio.
and a bird.
That makes sense, though. I'm not going to do a tango because I'm going to butcher a tango if I do a tango.
Yeah. No, I never learned a tango. Oopsie. Obvious answer is Quaquavel, but the real answer is Sudowoodo. I will not be elaborating, says Ray. Oh, I like this question. Oh, you laughed at me, but you know what? This is a good question. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Alex Used Splash says, genuinely, I think if you fill slacking up with a few vodka Red Bulls, they'd tear up a dance floor. Dude,
yo,
that's true.
Yeah, yeah. He'd do one of those spinaroonies and then land like this.
Yeah, yeah. He'd do a spinaroonie. He'd do the slack off land. You know, one hand on the head, elbow on the ground, kaboom.
I got the best blender for you. I know this is so off topic.
Oh,
No. Not actually a blender, you see. The blender model.
Incredibly off topic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I do have a slacking video coming up. But, yeah. Look at this slacking pose I was able to get on this blender.
Kevin
is
talking about a 3D modeling of a Pokemon, but it's called, Blender.
That's a good one.
I have the best blender for you. It is a very good blend, though. I can't wait for the people to see that. That's going to be great. People will definitely love that. Let's see. Ollie Obese is depending on what kind of dancing, but overall it will be Ludicolo. I mean, good. I'm glad that the obvious answers, the correct answers, are here, right? We've got Oricorio, we've got Ludicolo, we've got Qualquable. I guess Ogrepan is another one, says A. Geekson. Bop, bye-bye. It just goes like boom, boom, bam.
Bop.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I have this.
What? Is that a windshield?
No, the wiper, actually. I don't have a whole windshield here. Just the wiper.
You know, I saw a thing about podcasts once where it's like, oh, it's best engagement if one person says the wrong thing and the other person jumps right down their throat about it.
Yeah, why do you think I said Brontosaurus for a whole
for a whole 2 seconds?
Or Brachiosaurus, excuse me.
Who knows? Okay, and then we'll do one last one. Ultra Beast Pro 101 says Hitmon, one of them. They could all bust a groove, they said, excuse me. Especially Hitmon top breakdancing. Accurate.
Yeah.
Also, Mike, what soundboard do you use, if you don't mind me asking? Is it free? I mean, yes, it is free if you pay for Riverside, which we use to record this podcast.
Yes, it's free if you pay.
Yeah.
I mean, is anything free? You need the internet. I mean,
you're not paying for the soundboard if you're doing this thing. You're paying for all the other things that it does. And that's the sound of them getting your money. Hire me. Let's get a promo code going for PokeSports for Riverside. Hey?
At Riverside.
I got a Riverside. Yeah.
Yeah. WrestleMania is this weekend.
Oh, is it? Am I going? Are we going?
You want to go to Philadelphia? I'll buy tickets right now.
Would you really?
We might get really bad seats, but we'll go.
I promise you this. One day we will go to a wrestling show together, you and me.
I am looking for Toronto dates. I will fly up to Toronto just to make it easier on you. I'm looking for Toronto dates. I haven't seen them yet, though. Well, there was one, but you weren't available at the time.
Oh, yeah, that was the weekend that
the weekend
I was away.
You left. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the weekend that I wasn't in Toronto. I will say, if you do that, and we'll find something to do in New York, New Jersey during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Atarashi Gakko concerts, there's some in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
In New York, in Florham Park.
I was really sad because they came to Toronto once, and I found out the day of, through TikTok, through them posting like real close to me. And I was like, no, I'm busy now. Yeah, they were doing that whole like one stands behind and like the main person's holding, I think her name's Mizu's hair, and like doing the like
Tokyo Calling.
Yeah,
like there's a concert with them, Joji, and some other cool people.
Are you kidding me? That's going to be
it's
packed.
Yeah.
Well, just the two of them is all I know so far. Yeah, because they're all part of 88 Rising now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why. It's like an 88 Rising concert.
Oh.
Somewhere in New York.
But that fully derailed. Smeargle would be the best dancer because he's got all the moves. Boom!
Boom,
Toast McRae with the perfect answer. Toast McRae has
peasy.
It. Yep, publishing.
You did it.
You got it. Okay,
you got
cool.
Us back on track, too. Good job.
Moving on.
If you guys want a taste of a preach, it's pretty much what just happened in the last 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's true. Us just being friends for 5 minutes. Like, excuse me. Do you want to talk about the Pokemon Sleep Championship Tournament?
I'm surprised this exists. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yes, I have. It is wonderful.
So I did some research on this because I was genuinely curious. I got to send you some photos. But
okay,
people in Spain, I believe it's Spain. It's a Spanish-speaking country because the tournament's in Spanish. Okay. Have been doing this already.
What?
And Pokemon just started, I guess, seeing this and actually implementing it. Look at the stage for it.
I need to. Hold on. The stage is actual couches. The softest looking couches that you ever did see. And people just chilling. People taking naps in a convention center. Dude, this rocks.
And there's a judge watching you sleep. Someone's paid by the hour to watch you sleep.
That's beautiful. Okay, and to describe this further, the judge is sitting up on one of those elevated, I guess, swim lifeguard chairs. You know, the ones with the ladder at the bottom that goes up to a seat. They sit down. They have, I guess, a pen and paper in front of them on a little desk. And they're watching as these cascading couches house sleeping people.
This is beautiful.
This is peak esports.
I'm sure we've made memes. Maybe I have to start playing this game again.
I mean, I kind of play half of it every night. Why not? You know what made me stop was the like 15 minutes to half hour of screen time that I had to have when I woke up. Like that. A little amount of effort I felt took me away from life for long enough in the morning for me to get disinterested.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's esports, now there's a different thing.
This is a tax write-off. I wonder if like actual content creators go hard enough to like actually just pump money into gacha games and just use that all as a tax write-off.
Yeah. You do know this was an April Fool's gag, though, right?
No. Is it?
Yeah. It was, oh.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I have already signed up.
Wait, was it really, though? Yeah, it's gotta have been. It was dropped on April 1st.
I saw it was the Lugia video. That was a very serious competitive video.
You're not wrong.
Really?
Oh, but wouldn't that be just so fun to see? Just 8 hours of somebody sleeping. It's an 8-hour tournament.
The trailer had actual people that were going to be there, no?
I mean, you know, you can pay people to do anything you want. Kevin's legit watching the whole trailer again.
Coming soon. Oh, wait, this might have been an April Fool's joke because it said coming soon ... ?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm taking it seriously.
Well, I mean, we've been posing the question for the longest time. Can this esport? And I mean, they agree.
How would they judge it? Oh, I guess just by whoever has the most master points at the end of the tournament, right?
Yeah, maybe. I guess so. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, how would we esport this? Yeah.
You can rank it. Like, they give you sleep points at the end of your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whoever. The problem is there has to be someone watching you sleep. The problem is you also have to find a way to sleep in public somehow. You have no problem doing that, but it's not most of us.
Kevin says that because at a Pokemon tournament in Ohio, I had to drive through the night to get to it. And I had the tournament that day on an hour of sleep. And yes, I managed to fall asleep in the middle of the convention center on a chair. So that is what happens. But yes, I mean, sure. Is the way that they calculate sleep points, like, is that, you know, doable? Is that a thing? Or is there an RNG element to that?
I'm sure that there's some level of sophistication that isn't anything Google AI. but still some level of sophistication.
Super sophisticated. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so just to round out this episode, let's talk Regulation G some more. Okay, we had talked about Calyrex Shadow for a little bit. Tell me why Calyrex Shadow rocks so much.
So I think that Calyrex Shadow was always a good Pokemon. The issue now is the fact that we can stack Terra on top of it, right? So you can go Terra Ghost, go for Astro Barrage, or if you're running a size spam team, you can go Terra Psychic if you
want. Sure.
But typically, Terra Ghost, you're no longer four times weak to all the good things like like Ghost moves and Dark moves. You do two times damage on your Astro Barrages. You can Helping Hand boost next to it. You also have the option of even bringing Chiyu onto the field, thus making it do even more damage.
Oh, yeah.
That stack next to a Life Orb, and then suddenly you get two KOs, and then you get a plus two in special attack because got two KOs, and you kind of just win the game.
You games can just last win two the turns. Game. So here's the thing. With Calyrex Shadow, it was such a nutso Pokemon in even Sword and Shield.
Yeah,
all right?
It was good.
When it first came out, it was so, so good. To the point where there were times where you did not want to Dynamax it because you would lose Astral Barrage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gimmick of this game makes you not have to lose Astral Barrage.
Yeah.
You can use it while getting all the benefit of your gimmick. You can Terra Ghost, you can Terra Dark to go and get yourself safe from other, I guess, Fluttermane Shadow Balls. Is there like a Terra type that you can make your Calyrex Shadow that protects it from Fluttermane's Fairy and Ghost typing?
No, that's why Fluttermane's so good. There's no single typing that resists both of them.
We need to make one. Well, I guess what Terra a lot of people Steel do go, is good enough, right?
Yeah, a lot people do go Fairy because Fairy saves you from the Sucker Punches too. So,
that's true.
That's an option. But right now, the other thing with Calyrex Shadow is there's no you were talking about Dynamax. There's no Dynamax to help you defensively anymore either.
Right, right.
So it's like before you used to be able to Dynamax, get big, not get one shot by it, and then not give it the boost. Now you don't have that defensive option anymore. Nothing wants to switch in on this.
No.
This super nothing. And now with Chiyu's existence, Chiyu and Calyrex are such a good complement to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire and dark, so you're weak to fighting. You're weak to fighting, which Calyrex is immune to. You resist dark and ghost, which Calyrex is four times effective against.
I love
so
this.
It's like
you get this thing in Tailwind, it's outspeeding Fluttermanes. Like you're having
no,
a time.
Wait. Doesn't it? I think it already does.
Don't tell me.
I'm gonna remind you of these stats. Yeah.
Don't tell me it's been a higher while. Than 135.
I believe it is.
It's 150?
Yeah, it's like really close to Dragapult. Yeah, this thing's already faster than Fluttermane. It's not faster than Speed Booster Fluttermane, though.
Right. Or, what's the word? Polymithoresis. Oh my gosh. Why did I want to say that one?
Protosynthesis. Hey, Mike, you want to read that special attack for me real quick?
Yeah, that's 165 special attack, my brother. Oh, no. Yeah, Calyrex Shadow has some good stats. That's base 100 HP, base 80 defense, base 100 special defense. Like, that thing can live. This is better Fluttermane.
It's an interesting typing because its only two weaknesses are both four times weaknesses, and then it has no weaknesses to anything else.
That's so strange.
Yeah, it's a weird typing, but that's the way it works out.
So, Kevin, you provided me with a tier list. Was this one that you had made, or was this one that someone had made and you just agree with?
This is one that Super Santi, also known as Santino, made. Oh, yeah. And they're a very good VGC player, and I'm going to take their word for it a lot more than I would take my own word for it.
Sure.
Or the other PokeTubers that made their own tier lists. I'll take the competitive players tier list.
So according to Super Santi that we quite wholeheartedly agree with, he also put Calyrex Shadow at an S rank.
It's scary. It's like, I think we're currently at the point, I feel like we've mentioned this probably even back in Sword and Shield, with restricted metas, if you don't have wide guard on a team, you're trolling, right? Because that's the one way through the Calyrex is fine. Here's a wide guard. But I don't know. Currently, it looks like not a lot of teams have wide guard, and Calyrex is tearing through them.
Well, you know, just wait for Regulation G to actually start, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more. Pelipper's? I guess that's the wide guard user.
Gallades,
right?
Lunala.
Sure. Yeah, right. Lunala gets wide guard. That's fun.
It's a wide Pokemon. It's got big wings.
Super wide. A-plus Pokemon. He went and said that Koridon and Calyrex Ice.
Yeah, Calyrex Ice. I can already tell you why Calyrex Ice. It's the same reason that I'm
an actual viable thing this generation.
It could be. It could be with the Calyrex. Maybe not expanding force, size spam, but like just legitimate Trick Room. There's a Calyrex Ice team running around with a Frigiraffe that sets Trick Room because Frigiraffe is really good against anti-priority. And also you can imprison expanding force to shut down Calyrex Shadow. There's a Trick Room team that's going around with Blurs, Calyrex Ice, and Frigiraffe as the setter.
Okay.
And Calyrex Ice can also be its own setter, by the way. It does get Trick Room. So the reason Calyrex Ice is good, that same team that I mentioned, is also running Alolan Ninetales. You get a 50% boost on your defense now with Ice, plus the Glacial Lance. Mike, let's go ahead and look at what Calyrex's Calyrex Ice defense was.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
Let's go take a look at what it was real quick, and I want you to repeat that number for me, Mike.
Yeah, I got you. Calyrex Ice has 100 base HP, attack is 165, special defense is 130, speed is 50, and that one number, that one super special number, defense is 150. 150. Now 50% boost on that. You get a base 225 defense. Your base stat total goes from 680 to what? 755.
Yeah. Just by being in the snow.
Just by being there. Just by being himself, Calyrex Ice became a god.
Dare I take it one step further?
Please do.
Add another 50% boost for Aurora Veil.
Sure. Sure. Why not? Sure. Of course. Yeah. Why not? Let's put another. We're on special defense too, right? We've got another 65 in there. That's 820. And then another 50% onto your defense of 225. So I guess that's what? 112.5. So you're whatever. It's 6,000. It's 6,000.
A lot.
Yeah, it turns out.
Yeah. So Calyrex's meta is right. This is the Calyrex meta. Welcome.
Yeah. Rayquaza Mega Rayquaza. Yeah, that had a base stat total of 780. We have passed that.
Let's also mention that before, Calyrex Ice kind of had a hard time against opposing Calyrex Shadows because they would outspeed. Right. They would go for the Astro Barrage. You'd be weak to it before you're able to hit them with an Ice move in Sword and Shield. Now, you just Terra Ice. Congrats, you're no longer weak to it.
It's so fun that this whole advent of Terastalizing and changing snow and what snow does has made Terra Ice so valuable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you can, if you really want to, and I don't see too many people doing this, you can Terra Ice something else, like any other Pokemon. You can Terra Ice a Groudon if you want and have that thing have a defense boost.
The crazy thing is that we're currently in a meta where there are three weathers.
Yeah.
There are three weathers. We've always been in a meta where there are three weathers, but in like past generations, it was rain, sun, and sand. No one used hail. Not a single person used hail. Now, no one uses sand. Sand is like garbage. Who needs it?
I wonder if people would if rock was a better type.
Probably. Yeah, rock just... But I mean, okay, but the same vein, in the same vein, is ice a good type? Defensively, it's awful. It's great offensively. I guess that's the difference. It's great offensively. Rock really isn't. Yeah,
defensively, it's better now. They made it better now. But yeah, I wonder why a lot of people didn't use like Tara Rock in a sandstorm against a Fluttermane. That sounds like so much setup, even just coming out of my mouth. I'm like, no, that sucks. That would not be fun to use. That's the Calyrexes. What about Coridon?
Coridon's just good, and I guess I'm going to put Coridon and Groudon together. Sure. Because they kind of do a similar things.
Can I guess what it is? Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it that they enable the protosynthesis users?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's literally what I was going to say. Yeah. There's so many protosynthesis users, and that's also why Miraidon is also really high up on this list, because there's so many Quark Drive users that we actually get to use now, and we'll get to that in a second. But the fact that you can just have a team, and I think the Groudon team that I play on the channel, I will play later this week, mm-hmm. had Pokemon like Gouging Fire, Walking Wake, Fluttermane, all on that team. Three Protosynthesis Mons and a Groudon. All I had to do was sit there with a Gouging Fire. I would do Gouging Fire plus Groudon lead. Howl. Because I was booster speed booster, so I went first. Howl, and then my Groudon starts with +1. Go for Precipice Blades. Howl again, I'm +2. Precipice Blades. Howl, just keep doing it over and over. That's all you gotta do.
Wow.
Mike is so shocked, he's tired.
I'm so shocked, that has put me to sleep. Okay, but hold on. So diving right into the A tier, because that's basically, you know... They broke Coridon into two different things. We have Miraidon and we have Groudon, right? That's both in the A tier. So enabling the Quark Drive users, huge. There's this whole like subset of things in the Quark Drive users that we never touched, and they were still top tier, right? Mm-hmm. Using Iron Bundle, people were using Iron Bundle without, you know, with Focus Sash without needing to use a booster energy. People started using Iron Hands, but never touched Iron Hands' Quark Drive ability. Mm-hmm. Now you get an extra 30% of 50%? Attack. 30%.
It's usually attack. Yeah.
That's on top of what you already had.
Plus, you get to hold the Assault Vest too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you get to turn off Grassy Terrain from Indeedies that are trying to size spam. Also, you get to turn off Psychic Terrains.
Have you not liked that, Mr. Size Spam?
No, I haven't been playing Size Spam Reg G yet, so I haven't minded yet, but I'm sure I have gone against my fair share of Miraidons. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I will be a little sad boy about it, which is why I'm kind of thinking, instead of running Size Spam, if I'm going to run Regulation G in whenever I go to NAIC, I'm probably going to go the Calyrex Ice route, you know? Mm. I'm probably going to do that, not rely on Size Spam, still have the Fridge Wrap for the anti-priority, and then just be stupid with a horse.
I do think that's a winning team.
Yeah.
Having faced my fair share of Blurseluna Ferrigiraffes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a, like, you can checkmate your opponent. You can actually checkmate your opponent, which
not
is
to mention Blurse is
so
great.
Strange.
It's great into the Calyrex Shadow. You're able to take that. It's a good switch in for the Calyrex Ice, because Psychic type, weak to ghost move. Blurse, not weak to ghost move.
Right.
But can still hit the Calyrex with normal moves.
Yeah, right. So those are the top five from that list. I want to go to the bottom five and then end the podcast. I want to go straight to the do not use and just talk about that for 2 seconds. Because honestly, they're not usable, right? They're just Necrozma, Curum, regular Curum, Vanilla Curum, Vanillization, Vanilla Calyrex, and the Cosmog Cosmoem. So we'll skip that. We'll go to D. Lugia, Dust, Dawn Wings, Necrozma, Rayquaza, Giratina, Origin Form? Yeah. No. Giratina, Therian, and Mewtwo.
Giratina six legs, yes.
Giratina caterpillar. You're not going to tell me that's not what that is.
That's exactly what it is. That's why I'm laughing.
Lugia is flesh hands. You know, yeah. I don't know. Why is this? Why is this wings hands?
I do think that Lugia isn't great. Right? I don't know if it deserves D because it does have multi-scale. Mm. And you can do Shed Tail multi-scale stuff. But I guess the argument is, why not just use Terrapagos instead?
Right, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I get it.
Big ups to Mewtwo and Altura. Like, Mewtwo just can't catch a break in competitive VGC. Mm.
It's too old. Yeah. There's so many years of power creep here.
Yeah.
I will give one honorable mention, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because it doesn't look like we're going to talk about him today. But I think Zamazenta, there's a place for it now.
Sure.
It gets body press now.
Yeah.
And it gets iron defense now. And it starts off with a plus one already.
That's really good.
There's a place. There's a place. I don't overlook it.
Not as much of a place as Zacian.
Probably not.
Not as much of a place as Koridon. Not as much of a place as Terrapagos, even. But you have to, you can only choose one.
That's the problem. Maybe when we can choose two, we can start mixing and matching.
Yeah. I don't think that when we choose two, that we're going to see like Calyrex Shadow and Koridon. I don't think that that is necessarily going to be like the killer combo. But yeah,
it would be.
I'm curious what the, you know, B, C plus C, D tier Pokemon are going to be, or if they're going to move at all when you can start using two Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool combinations that we were able to do back in the day, right? Like you had the whole wet dog team with Kyogre and Zacian.
Yeah.
I know Zamazenta and Groudon saw some play together. Groudon and Calyrex Shadow saw some play together. It's been so long. I don't remember what Regulation 12 was anymore.
Regulation 64. All right. Kevin, this has been fun and great and cool and pee.
I hope there's not much traffic on your way to bed.
There's so honestly, there is, and it's called editing this podcast.
True.
So much traffic. Anyway, folks, if you enjoyed this podcast, go do something about it. Go and answer today's
put your money where your mouth is.
Head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/pokesports. Speaking of putting your money where your mouth is, where you can see Kevin play even more of this Pokemon game that we all love. Plus, you can see the video version of our pre-podcast podcast. It's a
Mike
fun time.
May or may not be in a car.
No promises. I'll never tell. yeah, that's about it. Cool. All right. Well, go and watch YouTube.
Regulation goodbye.
Regulation good.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.